on the block, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Waxahachie with Right Back to It, getting out from MJ Lenderman on that. The Birds with My Back Pages. And you may have noticed that there's a common thread there with the word back in it. And right back here in the studio of 98.1 KZE for On the Block is our new friend, Enrique Flores. Good morning, Enrique.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, everybody.
It's great to have you here. So how long have you been a chiropractor?
Well, I'm going on 25 years now.
25?
Yeah.
And what got you started in chiropractic? Do you have any ailments? Were you a patient and then moved on to helping people, or it was just in you from the beginning?
Well, great question. In that, you know, like back in school, for instance, you know, about 90% of my classmates have been a patient of chiropractic. I was the exception.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, I had never been a chiropractor maybe 6 months prior to starting school.
And,
And what got me in is that I really believe that movement is the best medicine for lots of ailments. So if you move, you exercise, you eat well, you know, you get some sleep, etc. I think that's
movement. How do you feel about good diets?
About good diets? Well, there are lots of diets out in the market, so to speak. But really, a balance diet, it's your key. I mean, make sure that you get good supplements, because it's just nearly impossible to get all the nutrients that we need on our regular, just everyday food.
As a chiropractor, what is the number one ailment that people come in and visit you and say, help me with this problem?
Well, chiropractor, you know, in most people's minds, equals back pain. So, yeah, back pain is number one, and if we divide the back, I want to say the low back. Lots of sciatica.
Do you help out with different parts of the body as well besides the back? With sciatica, which goes down your leg? And
You know it. Yes, yes. You know, neck, mid-back, low-back, and extremities. I mean, I get a lot of patients who complain of foot, knee, hip pain, shoulder, elbows, wrists, so yeah, the whole gamut.
And what do you do when you're not cracking people up?
Well, that's one thing that I just want to mention to you, Rick. You know, we don't call it crack. I used to joke that, hey, you know, if you come in Red Hook, come see me, I'll give you the best crack. But an adjustment, yeah, that's what we call it.
I like to be cracked up in different ways than you bending me in a way that you hear a crack. But how important is it when you get a crack and a cracking sound?
Well, you know, we love, just like the patients, us doctors, you know, we love to hear that pop.
You do?
Oh, yeah. It's such a, you know, like, yeah, I got it. it doesn't happen all the time. So that's where your skills in, you know, determining if you were successful in moving the vertebra, you know, that's when you start to
How do you know that you were successful?
Well, you move, you know, you what we call palpate, you feel for the bones in question, and then given the experience, you are able to tell if you were successful or not.
So it's not an immediate reaction from your patient, it's more of your, schooling that determines the condition.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, you know, many factors like, oh, well, can you move? Do you have better range of motion now? And to the obvious, do you feel better now?
I guess that's most important, how the individual feels.
Right.
So is there any guaranteed chiropractic work? Like if you have an ailment, can you say, I could take care of that, no problem?
Okay. Well, you know, if you go to any practitioner and it tells you, I can take care of that, no problem, you know, I'll be cautious.
because,
you know, every ailment, it's really a working diagnosis.
So every individual gets individual care from you?
Exactly. It's not a cookie cutter situation where, you know, you get in, sit, what you call crack.
Yeah, I'll turn you this way, I'll turn you that way. And
the flying center, you know, we call it.
Now, I'm a little bit nervous about somebody holding on to me and making my body twitch in a way that it produces a pop or a sound. How do you ease people through that?
Very good question, Rick, in that, you know, myself, I'm always, when I get adjusted, I'm like, I start to tense up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
just
it's coming.
The thought
it's coming.
About it and the word, C-R-A-C-K.
The adjustment.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what? The best approach that I've had with patients who were hesitant to have an adjustment is to educate them on what is it that I'm doing or I'm about to do, what the benefits are. And then you guide them through, you know, step by step, one, two, three. Don't surprise. You know, you're on the table. I just go right to grab your head and twist it. No. You know, it's a smooth transition from what's happening, what's coming, and voila,
well,
it happened.
In the past, I've experienced like some neck pain from the trapezius muscle.
All right.
And it's gone away, you know, and it reoccurs, I think, from sleeping funny or something. But how can you work on that? Like if someone comes in with neck pain and their mobility of their neck isn't full range, like you can't go 180. What do you do? How do you treat that?
Well, that's where a thorough examination comes into play. You got to figure out where is the problem coming from. Is it the neck or is it your feet or your shoulders, etc.? Like, you know, you ask questions, what's your occupation? What do you do all day? You know, how old is your mattress? What kind of pillows do you use? So a lot of questions come into play before, you know, I'm the able work. To make a diagnosis and then get to work. So you mentioned the trapezius muscle. Yeah, that's a very common, that's a good start.
Yeah.
You know, there's what's called trigger points. That's when, you know, involuntary contractions of the muscle, it starts to impede blood flow, et cetera. And next thing you know, you have a muscle that is lacking nutrients, oxygen, et cetera, and it starts to burn. And that pain then goes either up to your neck, to your ears, or down to the middle of the back, or down to your shoulder, et cetera. So, and that's where the palpatory findings come into play. You know, you have to feel for where's the problem, look at the range of motion, et cetera.
So how much schooling did you need to become a chiropractor?
Well, you know, it's really a total of 8 years.
Wow.
You know, when you finish high school, then you go on to a, you know, the undergraduate, you get your bachelor's, and then you go on to graduate school for, you know, basically it's, you know, medical school for chiropractic. And that's another 4 years. So, yeah, total of 8 years.
Wow. Well, it's great that you can put your education to great use and use it for people's well-being and to make them feel good. Like they could come into your office and be not adjusted correctly and you can help them and then they'll leave with a smile or at least know that they're going to be in a better direction as far as pain or pain management. And that's something that comes with being a chiropractor. So how can you encourage people to seek your help rather than just like, oh, it'll go away?
Well, Rick, you know, either, you know, in social environments or parties or whatever, you know, people ask me, what do you do? I say, well, I'm a chiropractor. And you know, I get one or two reactions.
He's like, I got this pain right here. Can you take care of this?
Right.
Or?
Or, oh, no, 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 that's not for me. I can never do that. You know, so... really, it's educating the public, you know, and saying that chiropractic has its place in healthcare. And the other thing that I do get is that a lot of times chiropractic is sought after a many tries with different specialties. So somebody who's like been here, there, and everywhere, and they're not getting the help, the
Yeah, they don't feel the way they want to feel.
Exactly.
Well, chiropractic is good medicine, real medicine, and we can talk about it in just a couple of moments. Again, Enrique Flores of Flores Chiropractic Group, two locations in Red Hook and Poughkeepsie, So no matter where you're located, there's help right around the corner. So stay tuned. We're going to take care of a message or two, and then we're going to come back with Enrique Flores, our on-the-block guest, 98.1 KZE. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We are on the block with Enrique Flores of Flores Chiropractic Group in Red Hook and Poughkeepsie, two locations. Enrique, what are the addresses of the locations?
Well, Red Hook, I'm right here over by the fire department.
Oh, close, very close by.
17 Glen Pond.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Right there.
And where are you in Poughkeepsie?
In Poughkeepsie, I'm at the Family Partnership Center building on Hamilton Street, 29 North Hamilton.
And folks can visit Flores Chiro Group, which is C-H-I-R-O, FloresChiroGroup.com, and get further information about the different services that they provide, and they can correct misalignments by gently adjusting the position of the vertebrae of the spine, reducing or eliminating the compressed nerve, thus restoring normal function and allowing the nervous system to return to its natural state of well-being. And that's what we were talking about with the trapezius muscle. And sometimes there's something that pinches it and you can relieve that pressure and that pain. And that's always a wonderful thing. What are some of the things you do when you're not working on chiropractic people? And what do you do for fun, Enrique?
Well, I started saying that I got into chiropractic because I'm really passionate about movement and exercise. So I'm an avid runner and triathlete, so I really like to, you know,
that's cool.
Spend that time training,
etc. Do you compete?
I do.
Wow.
I do. Yes.
That's
yes.
cool. That's a great feeling.
And it's a great feeling now that in my age group, I'm starting to, you know.
30? What do you mean? Well, that's great. And is there any health tips you can recommend to people just from a practitioner on better living?
I want to say, number one, learn to stretch. Because, again, once, you know, for those of you who, or us, to spend time in some sort of a repetitive motion or lack thereof, i.e. sitting in front of a computer all day, or, you know, landscaping, you know, you're constantly, or just recently, shoveling snow and all that, you know, that really, if you have a stiff joint, it's forced to move through its natural range of motion, that is going to catch up to you. So that would be my number one advice, is that you know, stretch, find a routine, professional can teach you how, and start doing it today.
Now, if it snows again, that's a great recommendation from you and me, is to stretch before you shovel.
Exactly. And
I try to do that, but I'm not sure everyone does, so who knows?
And that's the analogy I use, Rick, you know, put a stick of gum in the freezer, take it out, that thing is solid, right?
Huh.
And then try to bend it, see what happens.
Cracks.
That's it.
Enrique Flores, our guest. This is On the Block. I'm Rick, and we're having a good time hanging out and get to know Enrique. You can visit him at FloresChiroGroup.com. That's C-H-I-R-O, FloresChiroGroup.com, and find out more about their great services. And we'll check in with Enrique in just a moment. We'll hear a tune that'll get us moving and enjoying the day. We'll hear one from Jake Collins and the Kings County Band, a tune called Mary Ann's, coming up right now.
One.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on the Block with Enrique Flores of Flores Chiropractic Group in Red Hook and Poughkeepsie. And you can visit FloresChiroGroup.com and contact Enrique and his staff. How many people you got working there, Enrique?
Well, it's all together, it's three of us.
Three.
Right.
So you do a lot of work. And do you delegate the work to others, or do you not have enough time on your hands to take care of everyone?
I do have time on my hands because I make it so happen. All right. That, you know, I schedule accordingly. The first time I see you, you know, give me about an hour, if not a little more. Because I would
assess.
To assess, do a thorough exam, evaluate what we're dealing with, you know, check your history, et cetera. And then after that, I'll take 30 minutes with each patient for each session. So it's not the come in, you know, get adjusted and out the door.
Well, after the assessment, do you do an adjustment, or is it, okay, that's this appointment, next time you come back and we'll fix you up?
I'll get on it right away.
Okay, good. Because why postpone joy?
There you go.
Well, I'm so happy to have met you. I'm so glad that you're so enthusiastic about chiropractic work. And, you know, when asked what you like to do for fun, you said, I'm glad I'm a chiropractor because I like to work on people and make them feel good. And that's a wonderful thing to me. So thanks for being part of our community. Thanks for being our neighbor. And thanks for coming, being part of On the Block on the Up and Running Morning Show. Anything you're looking forward to in 2026, Enrique?
2026, I hope to be able to continue what I'm doing, because sometimes even chiropractors, you know, can get hurt and have our issues, et cetera, but just like any profession. But that's what I ask for, not only for myself, or for everybody that comes to see me, and that's good health.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Enrique.
Oh, thank you.
A wonderful wish for everyone. We love that. And check in with us sometime in the future. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to keep moving on here on the Up and Running Morning Show. We got all kinds of messages to bring you and more musical diversity. So stay with us around the clock. Enjoy your day and keep on KZE. And don't miss out on visiting Flores Chiro Group online, finding out more about Enrique and his services, and enjoy some good health and fix yourself up. There's nothing like being aligned, right, Enrique?
Correct. And thank you very much for having me, Rick. And thanks to all the listeners. And if you do decide to come and see me, I'll take great care of you.
We love to hear that. Enrique Flores of Flores Chiropractic Group on the Block, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Chloe Kent.